Nolte, woke Disney stock hits 9-year low, down 58% in 2 years. By John Nolte on August 24, 2023. The Walt Disney Company's stock price closed at $82.47 on Thursday. Its worst showing in nearly 9 years, when the stock closed at $83.83 in October of 2014. That was the last time the stock traded below $84. Until today. Teehee. Throughout the day, the Disney Grooming Syndicate stock took a serious dive of 3.9%. Over the last 5 days, the stock has lost 3.7% of its value. Over the last year, Disney stock has lost 34% of its value. Since March of 2021, about 2.5 years ago, the stock has lost nearly 60% of its value. Gee, I wonder what's changed since March of 2021? Taps chin. Scratches beard. Certainly, barren theme parks might have something to do with it. The fact that Disney has so far released 5 box office bombs/disappointments this year and only a single hit might have something to do with it. There's no question the ongoing catastrophe of the streaming service called Disney Plus, a service losing billions of dollars annually and hundreds of thousands of subscribers, might have something to do with it. The fact that Disney's brand is in the toilet might have something to do with it. Most of all, because Wall Street always looks ahead, the fact that Disney's next Marvel film, The Marvels, and that widely ridiculed Snow White remake look like a couple of $250 million write-offs might have something to do with it. But those are only the symptoms of a much more serious and fatal disease. You see, it was right around March of 2021 when Disney went woke. All of a sudden, one of the most beloved and trusted brands in all the world started filling its movies, TV shows, and theme parks with transsexuals, transvestites, homosexuality, and divisive identity politics. All of a sudden, Disney was openly fighting to give depraved Florida school teachers the right to groom elementary school kids with homosexual porn and transsexual propaganda. All of a sudden, a grown man in a mustache and princess dress was greeting little kids at Disney theme parks. Yes, all of a sudden, Disney became the equivalent of a guy with no pants driving a van around your child's grade school. That's when the bottom fell out. And it isn't just the fact that Disney is pushing sick and perverted sexual fetishes on little kids. Another piece of fallout is that the company's dual obsessions of sex and identity politics have destroyed the company's creative mojo. Politics aside, Disney's product sucks now. I love to see evil get theirs, and nothing's as evil as preying on children. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.